This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things Janet Yellen and the gang at the Fed are going to be keeping an eye on the rest of the year as they adjust those dot plots are the numbers coming out of the Southeast United States. We've already seen some short-term damage to the economic scorecard because of Harvey. Irma hasn't shown up in the data yet, but she's gonna. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman sorts it all out.
The economic impact of a major disaster starts local, says Edward Richards at Louisiana State University.
People are out of work. Businesses are closed down. In Houston, we had interruption in the refineries and delivery of fuel.
The 1-2 hurricane punch from Harvey and Irma will slow overall growth in the third quarter, says Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network.
Most of the shortfall actually comes from the storm itself, rather than weakness in the economy. Next month might be weak, but then we'll see a bounce back.
We're already seeing hypercharged activity in the cleanup, rebuilding, and restoration of services. Sean Fitzgerald has been tracking supply and demand at ThomasNet, an online network of industrial suppliers.
Two-way radios shot to the top of the list. Hospital beds was up over 7,000%. It's like building materials from drywall to plywood.
And the list goes on of materials being shipped as fast as possible to utilities, refineries, construction firms. The cost of the storms is now estimated at $200 billion or more, and Edward Richards says with enough federal disaster relief, there'll be some good times ahead.
If Congress writes a big check, particularly as they did with Katrina, there's a ever-growing economic boom.
Analysts expect the Federal Reserve to discount the short-term hurricane impacts, focusing instead on the underlying economy and whether inflation's on the rise. And by the way, that won't be about prices for gasoline or Florida orange juice going up temporarily due to the storms. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.